This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
What's the most epic karma you witnessed when ex tried to hurt you and only hurt themselves? Story 1. My ex broke up with me in the most humiliating way. She announced it at a mutual friend's party, loud enough for everyone to hear, just so she could hook up with some guy she'd been texting. I was embarrassed but decided not to react. A few months later, she posted a long rant on Instagram about how her perfect relationship had fallen apart because he cheated on her with her best friend. She even tagged them both in a breakup post, trying to shame them. Here's the kicker. She tried to slide back into my DMs a week later, talking about how I was always the mature one. I ignored her. Then I heard from friends that she accidentally sent a spicy pic meant for the new guy to her work group chat, where her boss and HR rep were also members. She didn't lose her job, but they put her on unpaid leave, and she had to do some mandatory professional conduct training. Guess she got her public embarrassment moment back. Full circle. Story 2. My ex and I had a small business together, and when things got rocky between us, I suggested we split the business fairly and part ways peacefully. She declined and instead secretly tried to siphon money into a private account and pin poor management on me. I found out through a mutual friend who noticed strange behavior and tipped me off. Instead of confronting her, I documented everything, quietly hired a lawyer, and waited. When she tried to file paperwork to push me out, I hit her with a lawsuit backed by mountains of evidence. She was forced to settle, and I got 100% ownership. Then, I rebranded the business, and within 6 months, profits tripled under my solo management. Last I heard, she tried starting her own version of the business, using the same shady tactics. It flopped, she ended up in debt, and her reputation is toast in our industry. Meanwhile, I'm thriving and finally stress-free. Story 3. I dated a guy in college who was always one of those I'm too smart for the system types, arrogant, manipulative, and always thought he was the main character. After we broke up, he started spreading rumors that I had cheated, I hadn't, to get sympathy and destroy my social circle. It worked for a while. People pulled away and I felt isolated. A few semesters later, he applied for a prestigious research internship. I had a part-time job in the department that handled the applications. I didn't interfere. I just watched it unfold. Turns out, he had plagiarized his essay from an obscure online article. Someone on the review board recognized it. Not only was he denied the internship, but the department flagged him for academic dishonesty. He ended up on probation. The irony? He had bragged about that essay to me when we were dating, calling it his masterpiece. Karma doesn't need help, it just needs patience. Story 4. When my ex and I split up, it was relatively civil, until she found out I was seeing someone new. That's when she decided to tell my boss a twisted version of events, claiming I was emotionally unstable and might be using company resources to stalk her. Thankfully, my boss had common sense and brought me in for a chat instead of taking it seriously. Turns out, she had been harassing the receptionist too, trying to dig up my schedule and even showing up uninvited at a client dinner pretending she was still with me. The company ended up issuing a formal cease and desist letter, and she got banned from the building. A few months later, she applied for a job at a company in the same industry, one of our top clients. When they called us for a reference check, standard practice, HR was honest. She didn't get the job. I never lifted a finger. She did it all to herself. Story 5. This one still makes me chuckle. My ex broke up with me dramatically, posting a glow-up video montage like she was finally free from me, as if I were some prison warden. She really wanted to go viral, and for a while, she got attention from a bunch of local influencers. She kept tagging me in breakup memes, fishing for a reaction. I never responded. A few weeks later, she went on a date with a guy she'd met through the TikTok crowd. Turns out the guy was not only married, but also had a history of catfishing women for money. He swindled her out of about $2,000 by pretending to need emergency funds to pay for his kid's surgery. When she found out and tried to expose him online, people started clowning her for falling for it. Last I checked, she deleted all her social media accounts and went totally offline. Her glow-up turned into a meltdown, and I didn't have to say a word. Story 6. My ex and I broke up because she was constantly flirting with this guy from her gym. She swore nothing ever happened, but she'd always hide her phone, go on walks, alone, and once accidentally called me his name. When we finally ended things, she didn't waste time and started dating him publicly a week later. Fast forward 4 months, and I get a random message from her on LinkedIn. Very formal, like she was networking. I didn't respond, but curiosity got me, so I asked a mutual friend. Turns out, gym guy had moved in with her, racked up debt on her credit cards, and ghosted, leaving her with over $7,000 in bills. She even filed a police report but couldn't prove it wasn't consensual spending. The funniest part? He'd done the same thing to two other women before her. She thought she upgraded, she got played. Story 7. Back when I was in high school, my first girlfriend broke up with me the day before prom, telling me she wanted to go just with friends. I was heartbroken but tried to take the high road. Day of prom, I still showed up, dressed sharp, and ended up having a great time with a group of friends. She, on the other hand, came with a guy who had a bad reputation, hoping to make me jealous. Instead, he ditched her halfway through the night to sneak off with someone else, and she ended up crying in the girl's bathroom for an hour. One of her friends even asked if I could drive her home. I politely declined. Years later, at our high school reunion, she admitted that night was one of her biggest regrets. Not just the breakup, but trying to hurt me for no reason. I just smiled and introduced her to my fiancé, who happened to be valedictorian back then. Some wins take time. Story 8. My ex and I worked in the same department at a tech company. After we broke up, she started acting like she was on a mission to sabotage my career. Subtly, of course. She'd accidentally mess up shared files, spread little rumors about me being lazy or behind on work, and even tried to take credit for one of my projects. But here's where karma flipped the script. During a big quarterly meeting, she presented my idea, complete with my original file, which still had the metadata with my name and timestamp. The director noticed and called it out mid-meeting. She tried to pivot, but it was too late. She got pulled into a private meeting later that day. She wasn't fired, but she got removed from the project and put under a new manager who micromanaged everything. I, on the other hand, got promoted that quarter. Story 9. My ex was always a bit of a drama queen, but after we broke up, she took it to a new level. She told her followers on social media that I was toxic and controlling, painting herself as some survivor. At first, I stayed silent. But then, she sent emails to my university, claiming I'd cheated on assignments and should be investigated. That was the last straw. Luckily, I had clean records and even an email trail where she had begged me to do her homework. The university cleared me and warned her for academic misconduct. As for the social media stuff, it backfired when her new boyfriend found out she had made similar accusations about her last ex before me. He left her, and her friend group slowly drifted away. She tried to come back a year later, saying we had both grown. I told her she was right. I had grown. That was the end of that conversation. Story 10. My ex was obsessed with appearances. He always wanted to seem like the perfect boyfriend online, but in reality, he cheated on me multiple times and gaslit me when I confronted him. I left him and blocked him everywhere. He didn't take that well. A few months later, he started dating a woman who had a massive Instagram following. He bragged about it publicly and even tagged her in posts saying he finally found someone mature. But then she posted a video exposing him after finding texts he sent to multiple women, including trying to reconnect with me under a burner account. The video blew up. She had over 300,000 followers and was savage in her takedown. She didn't name him directly, but people pieced it together. He lost followers, got booted from some brand collabs he was trying to land, and became a meme for about a week. I never said a word. Just enjoyed my popcorn and kept building my quiet, drama-free life. Story 11. I had an ex who was obsessed with being an alpha and constantly tried to compete with me, even though we were in totally different fields. When I got a job offer at a top law firm, he laughed and said it was just diversity points and that he would out-earn me in a year. He started a dropshipping business, bragged about it nonstop, and kept trying to bait me into arguments on social media. He posted stuff like, "While others slave away at 9-to-5s, I make money in my sleep." Meanwhile, he had no idea what taxes were. No joke. A year later, the IRS hit him with an audit. He hadn't filed anything properly, had no receipts, and used his business card for personal expenses like vacations and sneakers. He ended up owing thousands and had to shut everything down. The same week he got hit with penalties, I got promoted and bought my first apartment. He messaged me, bitter as ever, saying, "You got lucky." Nah, I got legal. Story 12. In college, I dated this girl who was very involved in student government. After we broke up, her choice, she apparently decided she'd look better in elections if she painted me as the creepy ex who couldn't let go. She told people I was stalking her, walking by her dorm, showing up at events, just to bother her. Thing is, I was in the same major. We literally had classes in the same building and went to the same school events because I was part of the tech crew. People who knew me didn't buy her story, but she still ran with it. It all backfired during election week when campus security reviewed cameras after she filed a complaint about me following. The footage showed the opposite: her showing up early to events I was working, standing near me, even waiting outside classrooms. She got disqualified for falsifying claims. The next student body president was someone.
When you golf in Missouri, the courses are so close, you'll spend more time on the fairway than the freeway. Reserve a tee time at the Regal Osage National, designed by the king himself, Arnold Palmer. Take a cart ride on the wild side in the breathtaking surrounds of Payne's Valley, designed by Tiger Woods. And after the back nine, there's still world-class dining and distilleries, shops and spas, museums and more. Find your new golf MO in Missouri. Start planning your golf getaway at visitmo.com.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip: when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
One she'd tried to slander too. Karma doesn't miss, especially when it's recorded. Story 13. I was engaged to someone who called off the wedding just 3 weeks before the date. Her reason? She wasn't feeling the spark and she kept the ring, made a dramatic Facebook post about choosing herself, and ghosted me completely. It crushed me. We'd been together 5 years. I canceled everything, took a solo trip to clear my head, and started over. About a year later, I ran into her mom at a grocery store. She looked uncomfortable but kind of gave me a sympathetic look. I found out through mutuals what happened. Apparently, after dumping me, she started dating an old flame. She thought they'd get married instead, but he proposed to someone else at a party she was at. Then she tried selling the engagement ring I gave her, only to learn I had reported it as part of the prenuptial filing, so it was legally considered mine. She had to return it, and the pawn shop had to send it back. That ring now sits in a drawer. Every time I see it, I'm reminded that dodging a wedding can sometimes be the biggest blessing. Story 14. I once dated a guy who was deeply insecure about my success. I ran a popular blog that earned a decent side income, and he kept saying it was just a hobby and that I needed a real job. Eventually, he broke up with me and said, "You'll never make it doing that internet stuff." He tried launching his own YouTube channel a few months later and even used parts of my blog posts as scripts. I let it slide until he started pretending the ideas were his. I filed a copyright claim and had three of his videos taken down. YouTube gave him a strike. Meanwhile, my blog kept growing. I got invited to speak at a virtual summit and started consulting on content creation. One day he sent me a DM that simply said, "How did you do it?" I left him on read. Not everything needs a reply. Sometimes silence is karma. Story 15. My ex was incredibly petty, even about things like who paid for dinner or who got more likes on Instagram. After we broke up, he blocked me on everything and then unblocked me weeks later just to watch my stories. Eventually, I got tired of it and just restricted him from seeing anything. Then he tried something bold. He wrote a long Reddit post. Yes, I saw it. Claiming I abused him emotionally and robbed him of his identity. It got some traction, but someone in the comments recognized specific events he mentioned and called out the inaccuracies. That commenter? My brother, using a burner account. He posted screenshots proving my ex was the one who constantly sent manipulative texts and even faked an emergency once to guilt me into canceling a work trip. The original post was deleted. He tried to play the victim, but he underestimated the internet's ability to dig up receipts. You lie on Reddit, Reddit remembers. Story 16. My ex tried to use my dog to manipulate me after our breakup. We had adopted him together, but the dog was under my name. I paid for everything, and he had clearly bonded with me more. Still, when we split, she claimed I stole him and threatened legal action. At first, I panicked. Then I remembered she hadn't taken him to a single vet appointment and never paid for anything. I calmly gathered all the receipts, vet bills, and the adoption papers showing my name and address. When her lawyer reached out, I sent over everything. She dropped the case, but that wasn't the end. A few weeks later, she made a TikTok claiming I was an animal abuser and that I neglected our dog. It got some sympathy comments, until a bunch of people who knew us started posting counter comments with pictures of the dog happy, healthy, and clearly with me. Eventually, she deleted the post and her entire profile. I still have the dog. He's thriving. And she? She lost both the dog and her credibility. Story 17. I dated this guy who was obsessed with his own image. He wanted to be a thought leader and would constantly post motivational quotes he didn't live by. After our breakup, he blocked me everywhere but kept reposting pictures I had taken of him for his Instagram, cropping me out like I didn't exist. It was weird, but I ignored it. Until he submitted one of those photos to a photography contest, claiming he set up the shot. He won second place and posted about it nonstop. But the contest had a public review board, and I had the RAW file still saved with metadata showing my name, date, and location. I sent it in, not to sabotage, but because I didn't like being plagiarized. They disqualified him and issued a public note about verifying authorship in the future. His post went quiet. The comments disappeared. He posted a vague taking a break to focus on mental health update 2 days later. Funny how self-reflection only happens when you get caught. Story 18. My ex was a guy who always thought he was too good for our small town. He said he was destined for Hollywood and broke up with me so he could focus on his career. Not long after, he moved to LA, posted tons of pics outside studios, and claimed he was working with producers. In reality, he was doing background extra work and sleeping on a friend's couch. A year later, I found myself in a marketing job for an indie film company. By pure coincidence, I ended up working on a project that needed voiceover actors. Guess who walked into the open call? Yep, him. He didn't recognize me at first, but when he did, he froze. I wasn't rude. I treated him like any other auditionee. But he flubbed his lines, then tried to ad-lib and made it worse. The casting director passed without hesitation. The next day, he DM'd me, saying I'd sabotaged him with weird energy. I just replied, "You said you needed to focus on your career. I guess you're still working on it." Story 19. I was married to someone who thought he was the ultimate handyman, except he was terrible at it. I'd come home to surprises like a half-built shelf nailed into drywall with visible screws sticking out. After the divorce, he kept the house, insisting he didn't need me or anyone else. A year later, I got a call from a mutual friend. He had tried to fix the water heater himself using a YouTube tutorial and flooded the entire basement. The damage cost over $15,000. Insurance initially denied his claim because he lied and said a professional had installed it. Worse, while they were inspecting, they found all his other fixes were not up to code. He was fined and told he had 60 days to bring everything up to standard. Last I heard, he had to take out a loan and move back in with his parents temporarily while the work got done. And the icing on the cake? The house had gone down in value because of his DIY disasters. Meanwhile, I was living peacefully in a nice condo, professionally maintained. Story 20. Back in the day, I dated a guy who was a rising star in the local music scene. He had talent, I won't lie, but his ego was unbearable. After our breakup, he wrote a song that was obviously about me, called Cold Eyes, or something cheesy like that. It blew up locally. People loved the drama. He loved the attention until he signed with a small label that decided to dig deeper. Turns out I had co-written some of the lyrics during our relationship. I had texts, voice memos, and even rough drafts in my notebook with timestamps to prove it. I wasn't trying to cash in, but when they wanted to re-release the song nationally, they had to credit me. He lost it, tried to fight it, threatened legal action. The label sided with me and offered me royalties if I signed off. I did. The song dropped. I got checks. He had to perform my lyrics while pretending it was all him. Nothing like poetic justice, literally. Story 21. My ex-girlfriend always had a weird obsession with being better than me at everything. Career, looks, even family background. When I got accepted into a competitive graduate program, she mocked it, calling it a waste of time and saying she'd already landed her dream job at a luxury car dealership. A month later, she dumped me, saying she needed someone more ambitious. Fast forward a year. I'm deep into my program, thriving. Meanwhile, I get a call from an old classmate saying my ex is trying to apply to the same program and asking around for a referral. Turns out she lost that dream job after they caught her inflating commissions and manipulating sales data. She was desperate to rebrand herself academically. She even had the audacity to message me on LinkedIn with, "Hey stranger, long time. Thought of you and had a question." I didn't reply. The admissions committee did reach out for a reference, though. I didn't say anything bad, I just sent the facts. Dates, last degree, and her exact job title. Nothing more. She wasn't accepted. Story 22. I had an ex who decided he wanted to make a quick buck by getting into crypto. He convinced me to give him $1,000 to invest for us, since he was studying the markets. Within a month, he ghosted me. No breakup, no explanation. Just blocked me on everything and disappeared. I was crushed, mostly about the betrayal, not even the money. But karma works in mysterious ways. 6 months later, a friend from his city sent me a link. He had been arrested for running a pump-and-dump scam on Reddit using fake crypto tips. Apparently, he'd used fake profiles to lure dozens of people into sketchy altcoins, then dumped when they bought in. He ended up with felony fraud charges. The cherry on top? My $1,000 had been traceable because he used it on an exchange with his real ID. I didn't even have to press charges. They came to me as a witness. I testified. He cried in court. I walked out feeling lighter than I had in years. Story 23. In high school, my boyfriend cheated on me with my lab partner. Cliche, right? But it gets better. After I found out, I broke things off calmly. No drama, no yelling. He assumed that meant I wasn't hurt, and later told people I probably didn't care that much anyway. Well, karma took its time, but oh boy, it delivered. Senior year, our school had a major science fair, and both he and my ex-lab partner decided to reuse my half-finished chemistry project without asking, just tweaking a few things. I had already submitted mine under a new topic. The judges caught the plagiarism. I had emails and files to prove the original work was mine. They were disqualified and banned from all academic competitions for the rest of the year. Guess who won first place? Me. Guess who didn't get into their top choice college because of the scandal? Them. Story 24. I once dated someone who was really into activism. Great on the surface, but he used it as a performance. He'd go to marches, post long rants online, and wear all the right pins. But behind closed doors, he treated me like garbage. Emotionally manipulative, constantly condescending, and full of well-actually lectures. After we broke up, he started dating a girl who genuinely lived the life he pretended to. She eventually realized the gap between his online persona and real behavior and exposed it all in a blog post. She included screenshots, recordings, all legally obtained, and even examples of him mocking causes he claimed to care about. The post went viral in activist circles. He lost speaking gigs, got kicked from several local organizations, and tried to rebrand under a new alias, which people also exposed. Last I saw, he deleted all his accounts. The best part? He once told me I'd never do anything impactful. I didn't need to. He destroyed his own credibility all by himself. Story 25. My ex and I were long distance, and we'd planned to move in together after I graduated. I found out just weeks before the move that he'd been cheating for months with someone he met online who lived in my city. The twist? He was still planning to move in with me, use me as a landing pad, then quietly switch apartments once settled. I canceled the lease in secret, packed my stuff, and moved out a week early. He arrived at the airport expecting me, only to find no one waiting. His bags were too heavy to carry solo, and when he finally got to the address, it was empty. To top it off, I had called the new apartment complex he'd applied to, under both our names, and let them know he would not be moving forward. Without a co-signer, his application was denied. He spent the first week in my city couch surfing with random online friends, while I enjoyed my new job and apartment in a different part of town, where he couldn't find me. Story 26. My ex and I dated during med school. He always had this smug attitude, thinking he was some genius destined to be the next doctor. House? I was more quiet, stayed in my lane, and did the work. When I matched with a top residency and he didn't, he blamed me. He said I used him for notes, and that I only got ahead because I was a woman. Then he started spreading rumors in our circle that I had cheated on exams. Someone reported it anonymously and I got investigated. Stressful as hell, but I had documented everything. My study group backed me up, timestamps, login records, even proctor reports. I was cleared. The school, however, found the report suspiciously detailed and traced the complaint to a computer on campus. His. Not only did he get disciplined for filing a false report, but he was suspended from applying to new programs for a year. Last I checked, he's still trying to reapply. Meanwhile, I'm a second-year resident living my dream. Turns out, karma passed its boards with honors. Story 27. I had an ex who was really into stock trading and tried to make it a personality. When we broke up, he mocked me for being a safe player and said I'd never build real wealth. I had a steady job and invested modestly, mostly in long-term ETFs. Nothing flashy. He, on the other hand, dumped all his savings into meme stocks, crypto, and a friend's startup that sold glow-in-the-dark energy drinks. After the hype wave crashed, he lost everything. Everything. Then he posted a GoFundMe to help cover rent. The caption said, "Sometimes you have to fall before you rise." I didn't donate, obviously. But I did screenshot his old DMs where he told me, "Playing it safe is for losers," and sent them to my group chat. We still laugh about it. Meanwhile, I used my boring, diversified portfolio to put a down payment on my first house. The glow from his drinks faded. Mine came from a solid credit score. Story 28. I dated a woman who was always trying to present us as a power couple online. But behind closed doors, she was emotionally abusive. Controlled who I talked to, monitored my phone, even criticized my family. When I finally got out, she painted me as unstable and abusive to all our mutual friends. I didn't fight back publicly. I just cut contact and moved on. A year later, one of those mutuals sent me a screenshot from a Facebook neighborhood group. She had been caught screaming at a grocery store cashier over expired coupons. The store banned her. People in the comments called her that unhinged influencer. Turns out, her new boyfriend left her too. Said she was intense and impossible to please. More people started speaking up about how she treated them. The truth trickled out slowly, but it did come out. And me? I just lived my life quietly watching karma catch up. No hashtags needed. Story 29. My ex-girlfriend dumped me out of nowhere and immediately started dating my coworker. I was stunned. They swore nothing had happened until after we broke up, but let's be real, I wasn't born yesterday. I didn't make a scene. Just stayed professional and focused on my work. Fast forward 6 months. They both applied for the same internal promotion, one that I had already turned down. The process involved interviews, performance reviews, and a blind peer feedback round. Guess who had the highest peer rating in the department? Me. Meanwhile, her new guy got caught plagiarizing a project pitch. He literally copied slides from an old company proposal and got caught when someone recognized the formatting. She tried to defend him, and both of them ended up looking shady. Neither of them got the job. Someone else did. But HR pulled me aside and said, "Your maturity throughout this whole thing hasn't gone unnoticed." 2 weeks later, I got offered a better role in a different office, far, far away from them. Story 30. Years ago, I dated a guy who insisted on being the smart one in the relationship. He always talked down to me, especially about tech stuff. I'm in UX design, and he was a self-taught coder. Every time we worked on something together, he'd ignore my input and treat me like an assistant. After the breakup, he launched his own app and publicly bragged that it was his solo vision. Funny thing is, he used the UI mockups I made during our time together, unchanged. I still had the originals with timestamps and version history saved in Figma. When I saw he was pitching the app to investors, I sent a quiet email to the startup accelerator he was applying to. No accusations, just screenshots, links, and a friendly note. Thought you'd want to verify intellectual property. He was removed from the program and later tried to rebrand the app entirely. It flopped. Meanwhile, I got hired by one of the accelerator's partner firms because they were impressed by my design work. He may have called me just the UI girl, but guess who ended up running the interface of his failure? Story 31. Back in my early 20s, I dated a girl who was all about appearances. She wanted the perfect Instagram couple image, and anytime I didn't want to take photos or do something post-worthy, she'd say I wasn't trying hard enough. Eventually, I realized the relationship was more about clout than connection, so I ended it. 2 months later, she got into a new relationship and started staging the exact same photo shoots we used to do. Same angles, same captions, even the same hiking spot we had discovered together. It was creepy. But karma hit when a travel blogger reposted one of her pictures and called her out for copying content from another account. Mine. Side-by-side comparisons went viral on a niche photography subreddit. People began mocking her with inspo versus reality memes. She went private and deleted most of her feed. I didn't even have to lift a finger. Turns out chasing aesthetic over authenticity eventually exposes itself. Story 32. My ex was an adjunct professor who fancied himself a misunderstood intellectual. When we broke up, he published a long-winded blog post titled "The Death of Passion" that was clearly about me, framing me as someone who feared genius. It barely got any views until he submitted it to a niche academic journal. Here's the kicker. He plagiarized chunks of it from a 1980s essay, thinking no one would notice because it was out of print. But someone on the journal's review board had studied that exact essay in grad school and immediately flagged it. He was banned from submitting to that journal and a few others, and word spread among his academic peers. Last I heard, he was working part-time tutoring high schoolers, still claiming he'd been blacklisted for being too honest. Nobody. You were blacklisted for copy-pasting Nietzsche with a thesaurus. Story 33. I dated a woman who was extremely into astrology, like she wouldn't make major decisions without consulting her birth chart. I didn't mind at first until she started blaming every argument on retrograde energy and refused to take responsibility for anything. When we broke up, she told everyone our incompatible moons made it inevitable. Fast forward, she started offering astrology readings for money on Instagram. I didn't think much of it until she made a post claiming to have predicted a friend's miscarriage. It was gross and exploitative. That same friend posted a response explaining how the reading had been completely off and that the ex was lying to promote her business. The backlash was swift. Her following dropped by half, and people started reviewing her readings with screenshots of how inaccurate they were. She deleted her profile a week later. Mercury wasn't in retrograde. Accountability was. Story 34. My ex and I were both in the theater scene. He always treated acting like a competition, even with me. I once landed a lead role in a big production and he couldn't handle it. A week later, he faked an injury to guilt me into dropping out of rehearsals. I didn't. And he dumped me mid-production, hoping I'd crumble. I didn't. I used the pain and poured it into my performance. He later auditioned for a prestigious touring show, but needed a reference. He listed me without asking, assuming I'd be too scared to say anything bad. When the casting director called me, I simply gave a factual account. Yes, we worked together, but yes, he had skipped multiple rehearsals, faked illness, and walked out mid-run. No opinions, just the truth. He didn't get the part. I got asked to audition for a role in the same show 3 months later. Sometimes the best revenge is professional excellence. Story 35. I was in a long-distance relationship with a guy who insisted we stay exclusive, even though I had my suspicions. I trusted him until a friend sent me a screenshot of a Tinder profile that looked way too familiar. Same pictures, slightly different name, and the same hometown. I confronted him, and he denied everything, then ghosted me a week later. I didn't chase him. Instead, I filed a catfishing report through the app and let it go. Months passed. Then I got a message from one of the girls he had matched with while pretending to be single. She had met up with him, figured out the deception, and started telling others. Eventually, a local dating Facebook group outed him. Screenshots, DMs, lies stacked like a Jenga tower. He became a cautionary tale in our city's dating scene. The last thing I saw from him was a desperate Instagram story saying, "Some of you are fake friends." I didn't reply. I just rewatched the Jenga fall from a distance, with popcorn. Story 36. I once dated a guy who was obsessed with being a provider, even though he barely held down a job. He'd constantly criticize me for working in retail while I saved for nursing school. He said it was embarrassing that I wore a name tag and that real women let their man. Eventually, he dumped me because I lacked ambition and said he was going to move to Miami to network and elevate. He really thought he was about to be some crypto mogul. Fast forward 2 years. I've graduated, passed my NCLEX, and started working as an RN. Meanwhile, I get a message from him on Facebook. He asked if I remembered him and said he was looking to reconnect with grounded people. Turns out, he got scammed by a fake crypto mentorship program, maxed out 2 credit cards, and had to move back home. He was working part-time at the same chain I used to work at. Only now, I was his nurse when he came in for a stress-related issue. He didn't recognize me right away. When he did, he looked away. I just smiled and said, "Retail workers are pretty resilient, huh?" Story 37. My ex-girlfriend tried to sue me. No, really. After we broke up, she decided she deserved compensation for emotional distress because she had invested 2 years into me. She sent me a ridiculous letter, clearly written by ChatGPT or copied from a Reddit thread, demanding $5,000 or she'd go to small claims court. I ignored it. A month later, I got a court summons. She actually filed. I lawyered up. She didn't. The judge read her claims and immediately asked if she had any evidence of financial loss. She said, "I gave him my best years." The judge blinked, looked at me and said, "Case dismissed." But it didn't stop there. She posted a video on TikTok crying about being silenced by the system, hoping to go viral. Instead, people roasted her for trying to monetize a breakup. The top comment was, "Emotional damages? Sis, that's called heartbreak. Welcome to humanity." She deleted her account 2 days later. Turns out karma doesn't settle, but court certainly does. Story 38. In college, I had a girlfriend who was part of a prestigious a cappella group. She was talented, yes, but she also thought the world revolved around her voice. When we broke up, she told her friends I was jealous of her talent and sabotaging her confidence. What really happened? She cheated on me with a guy from another group and lied about it until someone else spilled. The best part came months later at a regional music competition. I had started working with the audio team and helped manage the sound during performances. Her group came on stage and mid-performance, the lead mic, hers, cut out completely. They panicked, lost rhythm, and didn't place. No, I didn't sabotage it. The cable had frayed and she'd refused a sound check. Her arrogance backfired. After the show, she stormed over and accused me of doing it on purpose. My boss heard the whole thing and calmly said, "Maybe next time don't skip prep for Spotlight." Poetic harmony. Story 39. My ex was super into gaming. Like, to the point where he'd spend 12 hours a day playing and barely acknowledged me. I supported his Twitch streaming dreams for a while, even helping with his graphics, overlays, and branding. He never gave me credit. After we broke up, his excuse, I was too clingy for wanting to talk once a day, he kept using the assets I designed without permission. So I filed DMCA claims on every graphic I had proof of creating. His channel got flagged. He raged about it online, blaming bitter people and claiming he was being targeted by haters. But his viewers turned on him when I calmly posted proof on Reddit of every file, time-stamped and watermarked in the metadata. He lost his stream income and most of his audience. Meanwhile, I turned my design skills into a freelance gig and now work with actual esports teams. Guess I was just too productive for him. Story 40. My ex-fiancé dumped me 3 weeks before our wedding via a voicemail. He said he had a revelation that he wasn't ready to settle and needed to find himself. He even tried to cancel the venue without telling me, except the contract was under my name. Instead of fighting it, I pivoted. I called up a few close friends and turned the would-be wedding day into a freedom party. We wore black, played breakup anthems, and ate cake anyway. It felt cathartic. A year later, I heard he was trying to propose to his new girlfriend, except she found out he had cheated on her with 2 coworkers. She rejected him in public, threw the ring into a fountain, and someone caught the whole thing on video. Guess what popped up on my feed under trending local clips? That exact moment. I didn't share it. I just watched it, smiled, and enjoyed the feeling of dodging the biggest bullet of my life. Sometimes karma takes a detour, but it always arrives. Story 41. My ex and I used to work at the same hotel. After we broke up, he started telling everyone that he had trained me and that I was basically useless without him. He spread it around so much that even managers started giving me weird looks. I decided not to argue, just kept my head down and worked harder. 6 months later, a new regional manager came in and wanted to promote someone to assistant manager. They opened internal applications and based it on peer reviews and performance. Without realizing it, my ex practically campaigned for himself, thinking he was a shoe-in. When the announcement came, they gave it to me. Apparently, in the anonymous reviews, almost every coworker had mentioned how I helped them, stayed professional, and picked up the slack, including the shifts he flaked on. Meanwhile, he had a record of tardiness and customer complaints. He sulked for weeks. I never rubbed it in. I let the new name tag that said assistant manager speak for itself. Story 42. When my ex and I broke up, she told everyone it was because I wasn't emotionally mature and couldn't commit. Truth is, I caught her flirting, and more, with multiple guys she met through her fitness boot camp. I left without drama and moved on. She, however, tried to build a whole Instagram brand as a fitness influencer. For a while, it looked like she was succeeding. Tons of followers, sponsorships from supplement companies, even her own workout app. Then came the twist. She posted a video encouraging followers to buy an exclusive coaching plan. She clearly copied word for word from another influencer. That influencer had a loyal fan base and exposed her for plagiarism in a viral TikTok. Sponsors dropped her almost overnight. Her app got review bombed. She made a tearful apology video that somehow made things worse. Meanwhile, I quietly kept working on myself, finished my therapy certification, and now coach real clients. No shortcuts. No fakes. Story 43. My ex-boyfriend always called himself a serial entrepreneur, even though none of his businesses made it past a Facebook page. After we broke up, he told people that I had held him back with my lack of vision. A year later, he launched a subscription box service for men's grooming products. He hyped it like crazy. Problem was, he sourced everything from dollar stores and marked it up heavily. When customers started receiving boxes filled with broken razors and expired moisturizer, the refund requests came pouring in. Then someone posted about it in a popular review form, and it snowballed. People demanded chargebacks through their banks, and he got hit with penalties from the payment processors. In less than 3 months, his business went bankrupt. Last I heard, he was working customer service for an actual subscription company, the kind he once said he would dominate. Turns out, if you want to be a CEO, you need more than a Canva logo. Story 44. I had an ex who thought he was God's gift to women. After we broke up, because he cheated, he bragged to everyone that he had so many options and that I'd regret losing him. About a year later, I bumped into him at a mutual friend's barbecue. He was visibly uncomfortable. Turns out his so-called options dried up when word spread about how he treated women. He had become known in our city's dating circles as someone to avoid, a walking red flag. As one mutual put it, he tried chatting me up, acting like nothing had ever happened. I kept it polite but distant. The best part? He left early, alone, while I stayed, laughed, and genuinely had a good time. No big confrontation. No revenge plot. Just him realizing, little by little, that he wasn't the main character anymore. Story 45. Back when I was starting out as a freelance photographer, I dated a guy who would constantly belittle my work. He said things like, "Anyone can take pictures." And, "You're not a real artist until you're in museums." He even once called my shoots expensive selfies. When we broke up, he said he was relieved to be free of my hobby energy. A few years later, a local magazine reached out to feature a story on small business owners, and they asked me to do the portraits. Guess who was one of the business owners profiled? Yup, him. He had started a niche food delivery service that was struggling to stay afloat. He couldn't avoid the photo shoot. It was a big opportunity for him. So, he had to sit awkwardly while I gave posing directions and took his picture professionally. He muttered, "Didn't expect to see you again." And I smiled and said, "Well, I'm still doing my little hobby." The magazine published my photos under full credit. His business closed 6 months later. Mine's still going strong. Story 46. My ex was a hardcore finance bro who thought he was smarter than everyone else. When I got a government job after college, he sneered at me, saying it was for people without ambition. He broke up with me, claiming he needed someone who matched his hustle mindset. Well, a year later, during a major market downturn, he lost a huge chunk of money he'd invested on margin. Meanwhile, my boring government job came with a steady paycheck, benefits, and a pension. The cherry on top? He tried applying to the same agency where I worked, desperate for stability. I didn't even have to say anything. The hiring manager, who knew we dated, told me, "We passed on someone who seemed arrogant and entitled. Guess a steady career looks a lot better when you're broke and humbled." Story 47. I dated a guy who prided himself on being a bad boy. He loved causing drama, posting cryptic song lyrics about betrayal, and making passive-aggressive Instagram stories after every little argument. After I left him, he tried to win me back by trash-talking me online, thinking public sympathy would somehow lure me back. It didn't. A few months later, he ended up dating someone even more dramatic than him. They had epic public fights. Think screaming matches in restaurants and Facebook statuses announcing every breakup and reunion. One day, they live-streamed a breakup where she threw his Xbox out the window. Thousands of people watched. It got reposted on Reddit under Top 10 Messiest Breakups. He became a meme. Meanwhile, I stayed quiet, worked on myself, and found someone who believes in resolving arguments without an audience. Story 48. My ex was a woman who claimed she wanted to live off the grid. She mocked my career in tech, saying I was a corporate sellout, and said real happiness came from minimalism and freedom. Eventually, she dumped me because I wasn't willing to move to a random cabin with no running water. Fast forward 2 years. I saw her name pop up on LinkedIn. She was now working as a social media manager for a tiny house startup that mass marketed off-grid living merchandise to suburban moms. Basically, she ended up selling the aesthetic she once mocked me for not embracing purely, irony at its finest. Meanwhile, my tech career took off, and I was able to buy my own house. No cabin required. Freedom looks a lot different when you don't have to fake it for Instagram. Story 49. During my senior year of college, I dated a guy who was obsessed with networking. He didn't believe in genuine friendships, only connections. After we broke up, he badmouthed me to every mutual acquaintance he could, claiming I lacked drive. Problem was, one of those acquaintances became my business partner for a startup idea I had been brewing. We hit it big a year later, launching a successful app. Meanwhile, Mr. Networking ended up working for a mid-tier sales company, still hopping from LinkedIn connection to connection without ever landing anything stable. He reached out to me last year, asking if I could mentor him or recommend him for a role at my company. I left the message on read. Turns out, authentic relationships matter way more than a bloated contact list. Story 50. My ex was obsessed with being a musician, but not with the actual work, just the idea of fame. He thought posting moody selfies with a guitar would somehow launch him to stardom. I used to help him record and edit his demo tapes, unpaid, because I believed in his dream. After he dumped me for a girl he met at an open mic night, he tried to rebrand himself as a solo artist with a mysterious past. Problem was, he reused all the tracks I had helped produce and didn't credit me. When he uploaded them to Spotify, I filed copyright claims on every track I had the original project files for. They got taken down almost immediately. He tried to fight it, but my documentation was airtight. His entire debut album vanished overnight. Last I heard, he was still posting covers on TikTok for 30 viewers. Meanwhile, I built a small but loyal client base for freelance audio production, and I get paid for it now. Funny how fame tastes a lot better when it's earned. Story 51. My ex-girlfriend always dreamed of becoming an actress. She had raw talent but zero patience for actually working her way up. She hated small parts, hated auditions, and would rage if she didn't get cast as the lead. After our breakup, because I lacked ambition by her standards, she posted all over social media that she was moving to LA to make it big. She mocked people who stayed in our town, saying they were wasting their lives. Fast forward 2 years, she's still in LA, but working as a waitress. Not because she's paying her dues. She actually burned bridges at several small theaters by throwing tantrums when she didn't land leading roles. Word travels fast in the arts community. Meanwhile, I stayed home, quietly worked in marketing, and recently got promoted to creative director at a firm that helps local artists thrive. I hire real talent now, and her name is one of the ones we don't call. Story 52. Back when I was dating my ex, he was obsessed with fantasy football to a comical degree. He'd literally ignore conversations because he was researching trades or arguing online. When I broke up with him, he told everyone it was because...
Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now. At DAZN.com/boxing.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair. every style, every home.
What's standing between you and your first sale on Shopify? Time, expertise, resources? What if you could multiply all three? Product descriptions? Done. Store insights? Delivered. 2 a.m. customer questions? Handled instantly. Entrepreneurs on Shopify are reaching their first sale faster with AI that works with you. Go to shopify.com/firstsale to see how entrepreneurs use AI to grow their businesses faster. That's shopify.com/firstsale.
Because I hated that he had a hobby. Reality: he skipped my graduation dinner to set his fantasy lineup. Afterward, he tried running a paid fantasy advice website, selling exclusive picks and league-winning strategies. It worked until he gave out advice that completely flopped in a big cash league several people bought into. A group of angry players filed complaints with PayPal, got their money back, and his account was flagged for fraud. He whined about being canceled online, but no one cared. They just wanted their refunds. Meanwhile, I started my master's degree and won my fantasy league with a team I auto-drafted.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.